two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky. It's 82 degrees. KSL's top story. We're still waiting to learn what sparked a fire in Bountiful that gutted a home and collapsed part of the roof. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live now. Paul?
Well, Jeff, some residents were nearby. They were shocked to see just how badly the house was damaged. Investigators say it started in the basement, but it quickly spread to the attic and gutted everything essentially except the garage.
Just not good. I think that house is completely gone.
South Davis Metro Fire Chief, Deputy Chief Greg Stewart says their dispatchers were told there was some suspicious behavior before the fire, but he couldn't elaborate on what that was. Crews went inside because they were told somebody was inside the house.
Pulled crews out initially because there started to be floor collapse and roof collapse.
And one firefighter actually got hurt because the heat was so intense it got through his protective gear. He was sent to the hospital, but he's expected to recover. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah farmers and ranchers are about to look to the sky for a solution to the drought. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says they'll be reaching to the heavens this weekend.
Now, the Utah Farm Bureau is asking farmers across the state to spend this weekend in fast and prayer. What they're hoping for is something that many people take for granted every day, rain. State leaders say current runoff forecasts are only between 15 and 40% of normal stream flow.
Congressman Chris Stewart has tweeted that he'll join the farmers and ranchers in a day of fasting and prayer this weekend. In Salt Lake City, they're talking about the Raging Waters, the old Raging Waters amusement park, and what should be done with it. The mayor has left a hint of what might be to come in her new city budget. She's requesting $10 million to turn the abandoned site into a major regional park. Something like Liberty or Sugar House Parks, if you could imagine swing sets and trees and farmers markets at the site of the now dilapidated eyesore. Israel's prime minister is promising to crush Hamas with unrelenting bombardment. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Israeli tanks have been seen firing across the border into Gaza. Palestinians living along the northern and eastern borders are fleeing as the assault inches closer to dense civilian areas. Here in the U.S., the White House is expressing new concern about civilian casualties on both sides.
The loss of children's lives, the loss of family members' lives, whether it's Palestinian lives or Israeli lives, is incredibly tragic. It's horrific to watch.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki reaffirms the U.S. support for Israel's right to self-defense. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism alert. It warns that violent extremists may take advantage of the easing pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threats. A settlement has been reached between the family of Andre Hill and the city of Columbus, Ohio. Hill, an unarmed black man, was shot and killed during a police encounter just before Christmas last year. Hill's sister, Shauna Barrett, calls it a landmark agreement.
This today actually marks another portion of where he's still here with us Just not physically, but he's still here with us. His legacy is going to live on.
The city of Columbus has since passed the Andre Hill Law, which would require law enforcement to turn on their body cameras before an interaction with the public. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Hey, Jazz fans. It's going to be a little bit louder at Vivint once the playoffs start. The Utah Jazz are increasing the crowd size to 13,000 fans in time for Game 1. By the way, I checked. Seats way upstairs are $120 to $250 bucks. Downstairs, don't ask. North of $1,000 bucks. If you go, though, you're still going to have to wear a mask. About 80% of Utahns are worried about the red-hot housing market. That number comes from a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll. Deseret News writer Katie McKellar says this indicates how crazy it is for homebuyers right now.
Wasatch Front homes were on the market a median of 5 days in the first quarter of 2021, which is a huge drop from 28 days in the first quarter of 2020, according to the Salt Lake Board of Realtors. Last year, Salt Lake County sales shattered records for the amount of homes sold. Wasatch Front home prices are skyrocketing by double digits just in the last year. Meanwhile, inventory is struggling to keep up.
You can read Katie's full piece about this nerve-wracking real estate market at Deseret.com. Baseball cards, Pokemon cards, whatever kind of trading cards you can think of, Target won't sell them. They've temporarily stopped all trading card sales following a violent confrontation between one shopper and four other people in Wisconsin. Trading cards have become serious business since the pandemic started. Resale prices have been soaring. Target, though, is still going to sell the cards online. KSL News Time 305. Ricky, you know who is a Pokemon card expert?
Who's that?
That you know?
That I know? No.
Yeah.
Who?
Amanda.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
can
her
you
boys.
Believe it?
Her sons.
It's her daughter. Her daughter is like a world Pokemon card expert, and Amanda has joined right in. Like, you start looking at the cards, and she'll name all the characters
oh,
and knows
goodness.
Everything on the back.
She's amazing.
You wouldn't expect
no.
it, but there you go. How about the traffic? Anything we wouldn't expect?
Yeah. I'm afraid to say we have pigs in traffic. We were first tipped off about this. Now, I hate, it does sound like a laughing matter, but when a live animal is in traffic, it can really cause some issues. So drivers on southbound I-15 going from Roy to Sunset and Clearfield, bring your patience. We still have emergency crews arriving to try to round up the little piggies and trying to do so safely. I might add, I've seen pedestrians out on the road trying to wrangle them in. But again, southbound I-15, it is causing delays back to 31st Street from there all the way down to Sunset while they try to get these pigs off the road, out of traffic, and let drivers start moving through the area again. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yep, it's a Friday. Coming up a day like today, people will do some bizarre things to get a day off of work. Find out about one of them. My Minute of News is on the way next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.